As I said already, I'm not going to TwitchCon, not because I'm worried about my own safety, but I'm literally not going to TwitchCon because I'm worried about the safety of others. I don't want to put them in the fucking crosshairs.
Like, nobody cares about you. Has there ever been like a right-wing violent thing that's happened to him while streaming or while out at some event?
I've been shot at fucking ICE protests, man.
You personally? Like, the cops were shooting at you? And you mean like just rubber bullets into a crowd, or like they shot like live ammo? Like, God, he's such a cringe LARPer, and he virtue signals so fucking hard. Oh my God, you're not a victim, bro. You're a spoiled white kid from an insanely wealthy fucking family.
Wasn't this dude's dad a rich stockbroker, and he claimed to have come from poor and dirt? Bro, this guy's family was loaded. I didn't go through it on stream because I'm lazy, but somebody sent me his mom's like blog from when she was younger. And his mom like traveled the world. It's like she was gonna be like a fashion model or some shit, and had multiple houses like all over the world. It's just like, damn, his family was like insanely loaded. It was crazy. I don't know if they were like, it wouldn't be royalty. I have no idea.
Find that courage within you now, because we do have the number.
His dad was VP at the biggest company in Turkey. Yeah, but I don't think it was just his dad. I think his mom comes from like an extremely wealthy background as well. I think his whole family is like insanely wealthy. I don't know what her age was in this one. It wasn't always an easy and smooth ride. I had some pitfalls of my own making along the way. I left for my summer vacation in Bodrum, determined to make new connections, and disappointment started to intrude on my otherwise joyous existence because I hadn't been able to meet all of our nearby neighbors. Demands of our own large household didn't leave much time to seek more company, but the hope of making new connections had metamorphosed into something else I didn't recognize at the time. The day before they were to leave for Istanbul, my mother-in-law's helper, Boston, asked me for one of my paintings. Mother-in-law's helper? Does that mean like servant or maid? Or I think this is translated from, is it Turkish? That's a language, right? I wonder what the original Turkish is on this, because I think this person's sending me a Google Translated article. My mother-in-law's helper, Boston, asked me for one of my paintings. I stayed up half the night before they left to finish one of our view. The feeling I saw on her face when I gave it to her was priceless. She left with a promise to have a handmade collar, especially embroidered for me in Turkmenistan. This little exchange between two women who were basically strangers before they shared experiences, food, and laughter for 1 month under the same roof can be considered a way of connecting. Why did he say he had to buy that house in West Hollywood for his parents? Why did he say that? For my family? I feel like I've heard him say that multiple times. Wait, were these recipes? Entrees, fallen woman's kebab, my grandmother Olker's recipe, dusmus kadin kebabi. The first time I visited my parents' hometown, Kilis, a small border city in southeastern Anatolia, I was about 9 or 10 years old. My maternal grandparents still kept a house there at the time, and it was one of the most incredible places I'd ever seen. You entered into an open courtyard that had the kitchen and several small rooms bordering it, and a door to a small backyard, and then there were stairs on the side wall that took you up to the family's living quarters. I felt like I was in a fairy tale house. It was so different than the cement blocks that we called home back in Istanbul. That trip was the first time I tasted this kebab. Yeah, but anyway, his whole family is like insanely loaded, I guess. Or they all live like fairy tale lives. For years, whenever my husband and I traveled anywhere, we used to have some major disagreements about the way we wanted to enjoy our vacation. I wanted to see as much as possible of whatever history and art the city had to offer, while he just wanted to find out about the nice restaurants and maybe take a scenic look at the city, try to get a feel for it, and that's it. My problem was I wanted to share all I saw with him. I wanted to get his opinion on what I saw and let it be a part of our combined experience. I used to plead and try to entice him into doing what I wanted until we ended up fighting. After a while, I realized he might not be interested in seeing all the museums of all the European cities we have traveled to, and he might just want to enjoy the city in his own way. Well, this is when she was living in New Jersey in 2006. I wasn't always a housewife. I had a promising career in fashion, retailing, until I had kids. Believe it or not, from the time I was a little girl, and none of my dreams for the future was there a house that I was cleaning or a family that I was picking up after. Most of my life, I felt like a visitor passing through without belonging to any place in particular. I would be forever getting ready for the next trip. When I was a teenager growing up in the States, I used to think that if we owned a summer house in Turkey, I would have a place and friends to call my own and feel a sense of normalcy somehow. While most of my friends were envious of my life of jet setting across the Atlantic back and forth, I always envied their simple summer plans of going away to the same place to be with the same family doing the same things. Even having a family didn't make a difference in my life. Now I was moving the whole family back and forth. These were the thoughts I always had to compete with as I agonized over our summer plans every single year. We never were able to create the stable atmosphere I had been longing for. Maybe due to the fact that we now live in New Jersey, we were finally able to realize this lifelong dream of mine and get a house in Bodrum this summer. Ironically, now it's the boys who want to make plans of staying put and living like a normal teenager while we are dragging them here for their own good. I feel we have finally succeeded in creating the perfect atmosphere this summer of sharing good times with loved ones in one of the most beautiful parts of Turkey, a summer to remember and to repeat. We feel at home and a part of a community that we are already making plans to return to next year. This is due in part to some simple rituals we have established as a part of our life here. We go into Turgutrius every Saturday to have lunch. Monty, which is Turkish ravioli, especially prepared for us. Ali, the proprietor slash chef, asks us early on in the week the only question of how many people will be this Saturday. So far, we have been there every week as a family with slight variations within the group. Nice. Jesus. Anyway, sorry. God damn. His mom lived like, I wonder what his dad's growing up was like. He doesn't have a blog or anything. Aw, she includes like cute pictures of the family. Aw, look, you can see a little Hassan here. Very cute. Is his dad's name Dogan? Dogan Uyghur is an engineer, entrepreneur, and writer. Born and raised in southern Turkey, he attended college in Istanbul before moving to the U.S. for graduate school in 1961. He started and ran businesses both in Turkey and America, including Internacional Makina Sanayi, a company that was at the forefront of Turkish machine manufacturing during the 70s. After escaping political upheaval in Turkey in 1978, he returned to the U.S. where he worked in commercial real estate for nearly 30 years. And today he lives in Freehold, New Jersey with his wife, Nuket. Why does any of this matter? I just hate people who LARP as poor people. It drives me crazy. And for some reason, it's not, acts like he didn't have one of the most insanely privileged upbringings like of all time. Like his family is like royalty. This guy lived like one of the most like, not even like upper class, but like royalty class. Like this guy has like Turkish family that's like traveling and studying like all over the world and shit, and multiple homes in multiple places. And like not even like his family's rich because his dad got lucky in business or made well in business, but like they both, his parents come from insanely rich backgrounds too. Just curious, why would anyone want to LARP as a poor person? What exactly is the incentive? I don't know. People like to victimize themselves because when you get a little bit more credit, you get more patience, you get more credit for like the accomplishments you have. I don't know. Something like that. I hate victimizing. I hate being seen as a victim is cringe. I don't know. But different people, different strokes for different cocks.
The past year and a half, or for the past 2 years, this kind of stuff was basically a fair game. Like my former podcast co-host was doing memes like this. You know what I mean? Like, and I think 2 years ago, if someone was saying something like,
was Ethan talking about deporting Hassan back to Turkey a lot? Was that a thing Ethan was saying?
Like this on Reddit, they'd be promoting it. And it goes to show you even Reddit, which is like neoliberalism, State Department Central. They have also gone woke. They're woke. They're woke on the issue.
I feel like neoliberals are like the most hated people on Reddit. It's like 70% lefty cringe slop. And then it's like 28%. Like neo-Nazi shit, and then there's like 2% neoliberal, which is like the r/neoliberal subreddit and then the r/destiny subreddit.
Issue of Palestine, they're woke on this stuff. Sending Hassan to New Jersey is a punishment in and of itself. Turkey, I can understand. New Jersey is where I draw the line. I don't know, man, you're the one piece left-wing pipeline. Oh, that's the other thing. There's mad, like there's so much. This has been listen,
I don't have the software installed for my soundboard yet.
Many weeks have been weeks of vindication, okay? But this week in particular has been a major, major week of vindication. And it's really interesting because I didn't do none of this, right? I just kind of do my own thing. I keep my head down.
This guy cries and schemes behind the scenes so hard. I just keep my head down. Oh my God.
Right? I just kind of do my own thing. I keep my head down. I keep pushing. I keep promoting the causes that I believe. I keep advocating and you know, people keep moving. Turkey's in a pain to protect the flotilla. Erdogan probably watched your stream yesterday. Yeah, he listens to me, dude.
It's so fucking cringe because one, he's never sang this song before. And then two, like, I feel reasonably confident. I'm going to say like 75% that the guy that killed Charlie Kirk was not politically radicalized. It's just nothing has come out at all about this. I feel like we're never going to hear about him again. Well, I guess Mr. Charles, if you will. So the fact that Hassan is like trying to claim this is like to write this as a far left shooter violence because it is like cooler for him. God, it's so fucking cringe. Oh my God, he's such a fucking cringe loser. Destiny, why is Dan a retard? The harder he gets Trump admin to go after Hassan, the more he looks like a martyr. Pepe W. What? Martyrdom is bullshit. I don't think that's real.
I'm the moderator for Kamala Harris's book tour.
What
Hassan,
the hell?
Shut the up. Quit smirking over there.
I'm not.
An asshole.
I'm not.
Do you see that?
Are you jealous? Is he jealous?
No,
oh, I'm so jealous.
Green with envy.
I'm the moderator of her LA show. And I, listen, I'm excited about it. When you live in a deeply, deeply red state, yeah, you're more tolerant of centrist Democrats, even yeah, though I've become way, way, way further left.
Yeah.
But you're more tolerant because you know that.
Well, we've been at those dinner parties where you just got to kind of stick to your guns, but in a way that no one's going to put their drink down.
Yeah. So I am.
By stick to your guns, do they mean talking about Israel-Palestine? Is that what we're... I don't know. Okay.
He's doing exactly what I said he was going to do. He's going to tell you that... And by the way, this is a wrong statement that he's going to deliver.
Why does Auk, when he uploads these clips, why do these clips always suck? The audio is always fucked. I don't think Hassan's stream normally sounds like this.
Wrong statement that he's going to deliver. But don't you think things would be better for trans people right now if Kamala Harris, after making concessions about transphobia and leaning into anti-trans narratives, if she had won, don't you...
Leaning into anti-trans narratives?
You think things would be better for trans people as opposed to right now? The reason why this is wrong is twofold. Number one, at that point, you've done is, once again, concede to the right-wing framing on trans people presenting some outsized harm to the American population. It's not only incorrect, but it's a harmful narrative. And you've leaned into it. And in that process of leaning into it, you have normalized it. You have legitimized the claims of your opponent. Number two, your opponent, in the aftermath of that recognition, will just turn around and say, see, these pro-trans losers even recognize I'm right. Vote for me. I will deal with the trans people with the integrity necessary. Okay? So not only do you look hypocritical, but you end up losing for that reason. Because you can never defeat the Republicans on hate mongering. You just can't. Okay? The second part of...
This guy doesn't give a fuck about any of these social issues. If you're a trans person and you take any, like, direction from Hassan, you're actually such a fucking loser. You're like one of the boutique transies who have, like, the facial feminization surgery and the $50 million body mods and everything. You're, like, you're so far removed from any actual, like, trans stuff. You're basically, like, a showpiece for fucking tankies or whatever. It's actually so... cringe. I can't imagine like a real life human being ever looking to this guy for social issues. This is like exclusively if you want to do like the tanky class shit. It's so cringe when he LARPs on social issues after, like, we've seen clips of him saying literally like the social issues are just memes. These are just things that people dangle in front of you to distract you. Ugh. Oh my God. I know that people are maybe not as connected to Twitch culture anymore, but just, this is a tale as old as time. Streamers in the past didn't like to go to TwitchCon because if you could stay home and stream while the other streamers were at TwitchCon, then you get to nom, 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 eat up all their viewers, okay? One of the biggest, most triggering moments in the history of all of Twitch streaming, oh my God, the amount of ass pain, okay, reverberated through the streaming world so much. I think this was like 2017, was when you were at TwitchCon and Twitch announced Twitch Prime subs. And everybody who was at TwitchCon was like, wait, what? And then the people who stayed home started getting hundreds or thousands of Twitch Prime subs. And you're like, no, they only have one of these to give. Oh, my God. Every streamer that went to TwitchCon was so f***ing ass paid. They were so mad about it. Oh, my God.
I miss the social.
But anyway, yeah, when Valkyrie and Pokemon say like, oh, we don't want to go, we're worried about our safety or whatever, I don't think there are legitimate concerns of safety. It's TwitchCon. There is so much security here. They wand you and they check bags and everything going in. I've never heard of like a crazy thing happening at a TwitchCon. Some people will say, oh, what about that one time people were stealing stuff or somebody got assaulted or whatever? These are like at after parties and shit, which you don't have to go to. Or like at other venues, not at the actual like TwitchCon venue itself.
I miss the social Hassan era. There is unfortunately an obvious setback there because of, one, all the political incidents that have taken place, and two, how those political incidents have had some pretty significant consequences in how much I can go out in the real world and socialize with other people. As I said already, I'm not going to TwitchCon, not because I'm worried about my own safety, but I'm literally not going to TwitchCon because I'm worried about the safety of others. I don't want to put them in the fucking crosshairs if some psycho freak decides, like, I'm going to go there. I'm very publicly not going to TwitchCon for that.
It's like, he's so cringe. Like, nobody cares about you. Has there ever been like a right-wing violent thing that's happened to him while streaming or while out at some event? I don't think it's ever happened ever. And he's in these huge crowds of people. Like, I don't know where he's getting this idea that nobody on the right wing cares about you. Nobody's going after you. Nobody gives a fuck. Like, all you do is shit on Dems all day long. No one cares about you, bro.
That reason. So make with that information, do with that information what you will.
Him trying to present this is like, I'm saving other people. Oh my God, dude. Just say that you don't want to go because you want to stay home and stream, and that's it. That's fine. Just do that. Whatever you think of Hassan, all it takes is one mentally ill person to do something. It's 100% a justified concern. So is Hassan not going to be doing any public events ever? If Mamdani or AOC or Bernie wants to do another public interview, Hassan's going to dodge that? Of course not. Like, it's so cringe. Also, these people that are doing these weird, like, Marvel fantasies, let's say he goes and innocent bystanders get hurt or killed on an assassination attempt on him. The same people hating on his decision not to go would berate him for egotistically putting others at risk. What? Who has ever said anything like this ever? I can't believe this guy went to a public area and got shot at and now he got other people hurt. No one is, like, they're inventing. This is like the conservative MO right here is like inventing things to be mad at and then, or inventing straw man arguments and then getting mad at the straw man arguments. What are you talking about? Also, yeah, fuck off with this, like, revolutionary rhetoric and all the whole, like, how are you putting out videos? How are you doing these cringe fashion shoots?
I'm here to talk to you today about
music,
arts, fashion.
One of the greatest problems that our generations are facing. The biggest scourge that affects our society. Against all of the cultural and social progress we've seen is the battle against intellectual thought. Are you guys comfortable with that?
This is a war against critical thinking, battle against intellectualism. This is a war against rational behavior.
And we're not even aware of it.
And that's terrifying.
Whew.
What kind of an example are we setting?
The problem with America is that because of cultural imperialism, we are literally teaching the rest of the world how to think, what to wear.
The Kardashians are lying to you.
Culture used to be the backbone of the resistance. All it seeks to do is sedate the masses.
Culture now seeks to appeal to our primal urges, our base needs. We're now in the age of mediocrity. You can bring about the positive change you want to see in this world.
Because the revolution will not be televised.
Revolution will not be televised.
Only you can bring about the revolution by taking it to the streets. Keep resisting.
Billy Grohl is going to be upset if we don't talk about fashion. You know what I mean?
Like, these are our revolutionary leaders, dog. Like, I can't go to TwitchCon. Like, in that case, you could never go anywhere public ever again. If you don't trust a convention with tons of security, where everybody's being wanded and metal detected going in and out of the door, where you're going to have security on site, like, you will never be at a more secure event unless you are literally custom booking your own security at events. Like, does Hassan even have security with him when he goes out and does his shoots? I don't even know if he does. I don't know. I just think it's cringe. He should have at least one guy with him. Makes sense in this political climate. Oh my God. He almost died at a routine airport interview. MAGA doesn't need to assassinate him. If they get too close in a red hat, he might just keel over. True. I think it also would have been fine. I still would have made fun of him for it, but less so. If he would have just said, like, I don't feel like going to TwitchCon. I feel like it's kind of like spicy right now. It's like, okay, fine. But this whole, like, I'm just trying to protect the others around me. Oh my God, dude. The takes in this thread are depressing. Political violence is insanely prevalent, and this guy has been singled out by the White House. What?
singled out by the White House. And people in here still being petty like this is content drama. Y'all should be embarrassed. He's the one who turns all of this into content drama. The people criticizing this in these comments just want Hassan to get shot. I bet these are the same people who are crying and screaming over leftists mocking Charlie Kirk. Oh, wait, was that actually the title of this? No shot. Wait, did they change the title? This is right after Charlie Kirk gets killed, too. Wait, what? I feel like a lot of people are far less vicious when they get to see the other person, when they get to be around the other person. And recently, before the internet, before the technological availabilities, that was the overwhelming majority of our interpersonal relationships. It was always in person. It was always face-to-face. And I think we've lost that. And that's how I try to keep myself as grounded as possible, which is ironic, of course, since political violence such as this one also makes it harder for me to go out in public. But that's why I said I can't let fear dictate my life. Ugh, whatever. I mean, he kind of hedges here, I guess. I was supposed to be sitting next to this guy 2 weeks from now at a public event. I'll just probably wait it out, but at a certain point, you can't let fear dictate your life. And that's been my MO, in spite of all the death threats that I've received for many, many years at this point. It's just unfortunately part of the process. It shouldn't be. God, it's so cringe. This guy's so f***ing cringe. Okay. I think my favorite thing ever was Hassan saying, like, I don't think I can go to Gaza. And I'm like, that's a reasonable position. I don't think I would feel safe necessarily going to Gaza. But then he's like, I can't go to Gaza because the IDF will kill me. Really?
This guy LARPs as a revolutionary but wants to stay home during TwitchCon so we can stream and make more money. A tale as old as time, says Destiny.
True.
Oh.
True.
Once again.
True. Once again, true as fuck. Say sex pest and you call me that because you fantasize about my fucking cock. Say it.
I don't even LARP as a revolutionary. I'm a fucking Twitch streamer.
What's with all the articles and all the interviews and talking about the revolution and how important it is to overthrow the capitalist regime and the funneling people? Oh, now we're just a little old Twitch streamer. Oh, okay. Hold on. My drivers are driving. Also, I know you're just a loser Twitch streamer. That's why it's called LARP. What? Are you guys linking me? Oh. Oh, my God. God, he's so fucking cringe.
This is a statement that my haters have applied to me. Once again, they are setting the standards that they made up for me on their own, in their own minds, only to turn around and say, you're not abiding by those standards. But once again, yeah, TwitchCon is the revolutionary activity that I should be engaging in.
I mean, the only platform that you seem to engage in commonly is Twitch. So would TwitchCon not be a natural extension of that platform?
He doesn't want to go to TwitchCon. So then with that, you had others pushing back a counterpoint, saying that things have dramatically changed in America since then, as well as the fact that Hassan says that he's doing this to protect his fans. But no matter where you stand on this, what you're seeing is Twitch trying to reassure people that the event will be perfectly safe, with CEO Dan Clancy saying on a live stream,
just in terms of safety and security at TwitchCon in light of recent events.
Yeah, I've been shot at fucking ICE protests, man.
Like, you personally? Like, the cops were shooting at you? And you mean, like, just rubber bullets into a crowd? Or, like, they shot, like, live ammo? Like, oh my God, he's so fucking cringe. God, he's such a cringe LARPer. And he virtue signals so fucking hard. Oh my God, you're not a victim, bro. You're a spoiled white kid from an insanely wealthy family where both halves of your family were loaded as fuck. You literally lived like the billionaire's dream life in Turkey and in the United States, and now you're LARPing through your socialist project as you're like a consumer-obsessed fashion bro who rides around on private planes to fucking celebrities and porn stars, and now you're on Twitter. Like, Jesus Christ, it's like the most baby life in existence. Like, I've been shot. They revoked my global entry. Oh my God, Jesus.
What the fuck are we talking about? Also, Philip DeFranco literally posted the idiotic take from a dude who is not only in the crosshairs himself currently, but also someone who Philip DeFranco personally covered issuing a death threat against me literally a week prior to this.
I've never issued any death threats towards Hassan. And I know how Hassan knows exactly what Philip DeFranco talks about or does at any point in time, because DeFranco literally has to okay his scripts from Hassan over here. So yeah, congratulations on the collab there, buddy.
Like, Sex Pestini unironically said a straightforward death threat, issued a straightforward death threat.
Yes.
to me.
Like, if anything, that should make you feel even more secure, because I'm banned from Twitch. I can't even go to TwitchCon. TwitchCon might be the safest place for you then.
Correctly. And Philip DeFranco covered it. Oh my God. That was like, what, 2 weeks ago? 3 weeks ago? I mean, yeah.
I thought it was last week. Now it's 3 weeks ago?
So stupid.
Why would you ever get the feeling that Hassan Piker is a radical extremist? Why would you ever get the feeling that he's anything more than just a fucking Twitch streamer?